Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A gruesome discovery in the back of a stolen U-Haul in Mid-City.
He found something in the back that he felt might be human remains, so he called the police, and we responded.
Smell.
He couldn't see anything.
It's April 18th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, Topanga Canyon may not reopen until the fall.
Without having that main evacuation route to the coast, we've got some really big things to worry about.
And we sit down with the interim chief of the LAPD to talk about what low staffing levels mean for responding to crime.
You're sitting there for 2-3 hours waiting for a response for a non-emergency. I understand that's got to be very, very frustrating.
But first, a body wrapped in a tarp was found inside a 15-foot U-Haul that was reported stolen. This was on Redondo Boulevard, just north of the 10. Pete Demetrio's there.
Lieutenant Robert Peters with LAPD's West Bureau Homicide Section says they still don't know a lot about the condition of the remains, not even the gender at this point.
So it's in the back of the van, and the owners of the van, a rental company, were recovering the van, which was reported stolen earlier this month. And he found something in the back that he felt might be human remains, so he called the police, and we responded.
Smell.
He couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, the body, apparently, or the remains, are wrapped in some kind of a tarp or blanket. The medical examiner's van arrived just about 2 minutes ago. After the body's removed, criminalists are begin to examine the inside of the van to try to find out who was inside and who might be responsible for the person's death. In addition, they're talking to the people from U-Haul to find out what they know about how this van was stolen and who might be responsible.
Topanga Canyon's been closed for more than 5 weeks now because of that huge landslide. It has had cascading traffic impacts on the 101, on the 405. People have been sitting in traffic for hours longer than they're used to for all that time. And unfortunately, as we hear from Margaret Carrero, it is not going to change anytime soon.
The latest estimate by Caltrans is that the landslide will be cleared by this fall if all things go well, in the words of District 7 spokesperson Jim Medina.
Water continues to seep out from underneath the dirt, mud, and rocks, indicating the mass may move at a given moment. And there's forecast for more rain next week.
He says a rough estimate of the landslide, just the visible face of it, is about 80,000 cubic yards and 9.2 million pounds. Medina says it is still considered active and material is going to have to be removed from the top down.
Removing the toe of the slope at the road will bring down the unstable earth and large boulders.
He also says there's a boulder that's about 10 feet high, visible from the south side of the slide. That's a safety concern. Lifelong Topanga resident Heather Ijams is worried about the fire danger if Topanga Canyon Boulevard remains closed as long as what's being estimated.
I don't know if it's going to be open by September. And that's when the Santa Anas kick in. And without having that main evacuation route to the coast, we've got some really big things to worry about, because the only other route to the coast is up Fernwood Pacific and down Tuna Canyon. And that is disastrous during an evacuation.
While she gets what's going on with the slide, she says residents just want there to be some urgency to the situation.
Yeah, so do people who've had an extra hour added to their commutes as a result. Hundreds of people are marching through USC's campus today after the university decided not to let its valedictorian make a speech at the graduation. Administrators say the decision about Asna Tabassum followed complaints and some threats, saying she supported anti-Semitic views online. The provost at USC, Andrew Guzman, says it was strictly based on safety and security concerns. Tabassum released a statement, her words, "Anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices have subjected me to a campaign of racist hatred because of my uncompromising belief in human rights for all." A bouncer at a club in West Hollywood's under arrest for punching a man so hard he ended up in a coma. The sheriff's department says celebrity hairdresser Albert Vasquez tried to enter Hart WeHo without ID on April 5th. There was an altercation that led to the bouncer punching Vasquez once really hard in the face. His family tells the WeHo Times he was found in a pool of blood with two skull fractures, bruises to his lungs, other injuries. He was in a coma for a day, but they say he's awake and improving now. Hart turned over surveillance video to LASD, but family members questioned how quickly that happened. The bouncer's charged with battery causing great bodily injury. Interim LAPD Chief Dominic Choi dropped by KNX News today for a conversation about the state of the department, which he is in charge of until they can find a new permanent chief. A long-time challenge for the LAPD has been proper staffing. Charles Feldman asked Chief Choi about how that actually impacts operating and responding to crimes.
The police department and politicians are always saying, we need more, we need more money, we need more people on the force. It seems to me, and tell me if my perception is wrong, that there doesn't seem to be a correlation, that sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, whether you have 8,000 or 9,000 uniformed officers or 9,000 plus 10.
Well, the correlation between crime and the number of officers, there may be some, but like you said, nothing jumps out as directly correlated. However, I will tell you, with our reduced staffing numbers, our response time, the level of service we can provide when somebody calls 911 starts to diminish over time. And when that happens, the available time an officer has to go out there and do proactive police work to prevent crimes from happening, that time diminishes as well. So indirectly, there is an impact on our ability to prevent crimes from happening. There's less time to do community engagement. There's less time to build resiliency in communities and establish those relationships. So ultimately, if that diminishes, I can promise you crime will go up. So in that sense, yes, there is a correlation, but you have to find that correlation within those numbers. We absolutely need more officers so we can continue to respond to emergency calls in under 7 minutes. And our non-emergency calls need to get back to roughly 15, 20-minute response time. Right now, they're 40 minutes to over an hour.
I was going to ask you.
And that's not acceptable.
And for a life-threatening emergency, what would a 911 response time be?
So the state and federal mandate is that we are to respond within 7 minutes, and our average response is 5 to 6 minutes. We're well below that, but that's because we shift all our resources to that need, which means something gives, right? And that's right. The non-emergency calls. So if you're a business owner, you get your business broken into, and you're standing there waiting for the police to get there because you can't clean up because of fingerprints and everything else they need to take. You're sitting there for 2-3 hours waiting for a response for a non-emergency. I understand that's got to be very, very frustrating, and we have to do better and get there sooner. And that's where staffing levels are impacting.
We covered LAPD recruiting and various other public safety issues with LA Mayor Karen Bass during our town hall this week. You can watch that in its entirety at knxnews.com/townhall.
I'm a business owner of 30 years in this community, and I've had it with what's gone on with the homelessness and the outright rampant out of control crime.
She's part of a group that is trying to toughen penalties on thieves in California.
Supporters of the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act turned in 900,000 voter signatures today, nearly double what they need to get it on the November ballot. Tricia LaBelle is with the Greater Los Angeles Hospitality Association.
Californians are fed up with rampant crime, out-of-control homeless encampment, coupled with excessive increasing cost to live in this state.
The act would also increase jail time for fentanyl dealers.
We are facing a fentanyl epidemic that is more than just a public health issue. It's a piercing alarm to the systemic failure that has taken too many of our loved ones.
Matt Capelluto's daughter, Alexandra, died from fentanyl poisoning.
Her life cut tragically short by a crisis that continues to sweep through our communities unchecked.
The act would also offer drug addicts the choice of treatment over jail. The California Attorney General's office reports if it passes, the act could cost an additional tens of millions of dollars for the courts and prison system.
And finally, Hollywood film and TV production still is really having a hard time rebounding from the strikes last year. Got the latest numbers from the nonprofit Film LA. They say local TV shooting is down more than 16% in the first 3 months of this year.
So we had a really rough quarter in a really rough year of 2023. So it wasn't a great start. And we only track on location work. But what we've seen is by the end of the quarter, we seem to see the labor numbers coming up, but still not doing great on overall production for the LA region.
Paul Audley, the head of Film LA, points to a combination of factors, including reductions in content by studios who just can't spend so much money on content anymore. And that is the LA Local for this April 18th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Want the show on your phone every day? Go to Apple Podcasts, search for the LA Local, hit the follow button. And stay connected anytime, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. We're back with another LA Local tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.